Hello, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me on the Speak Life Now radio show. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Burrell. Hallelujah. You guys, I got some exciting news, something I want to share with y'all. It's been in the works ever since probably the second week of January, but I want to share it today. But let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much. Hallelujah. For all that you're doing in my life, all that you have done, and all that you will do. Lord, I thank you in advance, hallelujah, for all that's going on right now. Thank you so much for 2026 and everything you have already set, hallelujah, in motion for me. I thank you right now. Give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you for bringing in those people that I needed in my life. Thank you so much. I just rejoice, Lord, in what you're doing and how you're doing it. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do it like you. My God, Lord, I thank you for every listener. I think they will be encouraged, motivated, hallelujah, that they will see, have hope, peace, love, and joy after hearing this broadcast today. And I thank you so much, hallelujah, in your precious name, Jesus, hallelujah. You guys, I'm so excited about what God has done so far in 2026. I'm recording today is March 3rd, 2026. Not sure when I'm going to post it, but I'm recording on March 3rd. And I just want to tell you guys of some exciting things that has happened. So the last one I did was the Refreshing Zone. And I talked to you guys about how I even mentioned it briefly, some great exciting things that the Lord told me to do this year. But one of the things I want to talk about today, because it's already in motion, and let's put it this way, Speak Life Now Incorporated, Why Wait Kids is now in the Philippines as of today. And I wanted to keep it kind of quiet until everything was done, but Why Wait Kids is now in the Philippines. And I wanted to share one scripture with you guys real quickly, because you guys know know everything that was going on with me the last few months. Y'all know everything that happened. And if you don't, please go back and listen to the previous podcast episodes, the last few that I've done. Go back and listen to those and y'all can hear it. But one of the things that I want to share today is Romans 8:28. It's a scripture that you've heard repeatedly. But sometimes, you know, you can hear a thing, hallelujah, but when you're walking it out and the anointing come on you to walk it out, and then you are the living scripture at this point. So Romans 8:28. And we know that all things God works for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. That's the NIV. Romans 8:28 assures that God works all things together for the good of those, for those that love him and are called, hallelujah, according to whose purpose? His purpose. Right? His purpose. So I told you guys what's going on as of today, and I'm going to tell you more about that in a moment. But everything that I went through in 2025, it's been working for my good. All the things that I went through the first 4 months, the severe depression, the meeting of the person that I thought I was going to marry, and then how that fell apart, and even how on my job, I had an attack there with someone as well that I had brought in as a part of my team. And things just was like it was just chaos. But it was all working for my good. Come on. It was all working for my good. Let me explain. So when I went for my refreshing in the beginning of the year, and I took those days off with my God, my Lord, and I was down there, and I would just stare at the water. But then I came back home, and the Lord told me, I had a call from a friend of mine, and he shared some words with me, what God is showing him, but God was already showing me as well, and I already knew I was supposed to go back down to my place of peace the very next day. So I went down there, and I was staring there, and I was staring at the ocean. And the Lord said to me, look past the horizon, look past it, look past the waves that's coming in at you, look past it, Even though things are coming in wave after wave after wave, you guys, oh my God, can't tell it all today. But he said, look past it and see where you're going. That's when the Lord told me, why wait, kids, global? Why wait, kids, global? While I was standing there at the ocean. Now, the key to all of this is, if I was supposed to be getting married, I would have been planning a wedding instead of planning these events with the kids. You see what I'm saying? Because all things work together for my good. Because I've been called, hallelujah, according to his purpose. So because of the stress, because of everything I've gone through last year, it pushed me even further in God's arms, in his presence, so he could tell me what I needed to do. So instead of planning a wedding, I got on the call and called someone. And these two calls I made was really to two countries, because two people that I'm connecting with, I'm only going to share the one right now. I'm not going to share it until it's done. The one right now, Philippines, because as of today, I'm there. My resources have been sent there with a trusted source. So why wait, kids, will happen for kids in the Philippines. Speak Life Now is now global, because instead of planning a wedding, I was back in the place of doing what God want me to do and planning. I was like, well, what is the God idea for this year? Lord knows he gave me many, and he gave me people for the resource. As a friend of mine, a cousin actually, and a dear, dear colleague in ministry with me, that told me that God was sending me help, that he was going to send me help that was going to be consistent, people that God was going to send for the vision, because I know I've been called, hallelujah, according to his purpose. And the people that he's coming, that's coming to me, I'm not even having to ask. God is sending these people. And they say, hey, I want to do this for you. Hey, I don't even have to ask them, because God is already telling them, my God, to come in, because I have been called, hallelujah, according to his purpose, not mine. Everything I've been doing, even though it might seem unconventional for people. I mean, the things I've been doing with YWay, I've had people that have helped me, but I had to call on the help. This time, the Lord has sent me the help. I mean, I'm telling you, even when I was called on the help, I still had to put so much money out myself, because God told me to do it. Ran credit cards up, everything. I'm telling you what I had to do to make these things happen, because God told me to do it. Because I know I've been called according to what his purpose, Romans 8:28. And all things are working for my good. That now the people are gravitating to the vision, to his purpose. And I got excited here, because I knew I got word in December, a prophetic word, another prophetic word in January, and the things are coming to pass, and the Lord telling me he's going to send me help. And I thank God for everybody that has helped me in the past, even though I had to call on the help. This time, God is sending me help. He's sending the people for the vision, for his purpose, because it's not my idea, it's God's idea. And it's been tough financially. I'm just being real about it. But God. And so instead of planning a wedding, I was planning on how I could impact these kids. Last year was the launch of Why Wait Kids at Increase International Ministries in Chesterfield, Virginia. That was the launch. And I think it was about 20 kids. And then in October, the Lord told me to do it at the big event at the Hilton, while I was honoring all these people in the community. He said, have something for the kids that's going to be in attendance, and told me to prepare 30 bags for the kids that could be in attendance. I didn't know how many was going to show up. How many showed up, you guys? I told y'all before, 30. So in January, now YWay Global, YWay Kids is there in the Philippines. Of course, in the United States, some great things are going to be happening there too, because the weekend that I was supposed to get married, is now the weekend for a youth conference in another city, right? Huawei Kids is going to be in youth, and the youth is going to be speaking. It's going to be so many great things. So instead of me focusing on me and what I thought, which was my purpose, not his. Hallelujah. Because all things work together for the good for those that love him. See, I love God first. Hallelujah. And that are called according to his purpose. My life is not my own. Remember that song back in the day by Shekinah Glory? It said, yes. So a lot of people don't want to talk about what's wrapped up in that yes. Wrapped up in that yes could be humiliation, which is what I went through last year. Wrapped up in that yes is people are walking away. But I told you guys, I think I did a one minute moment on social media called talked about a Speak Life Now minute, a Speak Life Now moment. That's what it was. Let the pruning process begin. Let it go ahead, because you're going to survive the cut. The cut of people walking away. Walking away. I talked about how my regional said that subtraction is really addition. Addition is really subtraction. Because when people are leaving and walking away, the right people is coming. Because those are the ones God gonna send. And I talked about how my dad pruned trees in the country when I grew up in New Kent, Virginia. He would prune the trees, cut them bottom branches off. And the tree didn't look that good, but eventually it grew taller and had its maximum growth because those tree leaves, those branches on the bottom had to go. Right? I talked about that. It was a Speak Life Now moment. I talked about that. So I'm seeing people come, and I'm seeing the addition, and I'm seeing the subtraction is what I'm saying. But it's all these things, hallelujah, is working for my good. The kids that's going to be impacted and that I've never seen. Maybe one day my feet will land there. But as of right now, the resources have went there for these kids in the Philippines, in the mountains, which is very significant. But I won't talk about that here, but it's very significant. Because all things are working for my good. Because I love him. And I'm called by, according to his purpose. So everything I'm doing now in 2026, when I tell you guys by the end of the year, when I really tell y'all everything, because, you know, I'm learning. Can't tell everything. I'm learning to hold it until it's happening. I'm holding it. But I wanted to tell you guys this because it's happening now. And I'm so thankful for it. So what the enemy tried to do, and I mean, all it did was push me further in God. Push me further in my purpose. So whatever you're going through right now, if people are walking away, let them walk. If you're going through an emotional storm, God is in it with you. Everything is going to work out for your good. When I tell you everything. Everything in my life that has happened has turned around for my good. Was it good going through it? Did I cry? Did I weep? Did I wail last year? Yes, I did. Was I humiliated? Was I betrayed? Yes, I was. But God, through the humiliation, through the betrayal, through people walking away, through being misunderstood, God has pushed me further in my purpose. The reason why I'm here. What you're going through today? Who has walked away? Who do you feel like betrayed you? What emotional storm are you under or in? It's all going to work out for your good. Seek God on this thing. Ask him, Lord, what you want me to do with this? Yeah, I pray for the people that hurt me, betrayed me, tried to take over, tried to do all these things to me. Yeah, I still have to pray for them. I still feel the hurt from time to time. Like I said before, I had to deal with minute to minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, now it's month to month. And it's few and far between when the pain of it, P-A-N-G, when it hits again. And I may weep. But then I look at what God is doing. I'm just being human with you guys. But what God is doing, when I tell you guys, y'all see me dancing, and some of y'all that's clutching your pearls probably need to dance too. Because I'm fighting. Dance is a warfare. Whatever it is, I have been created. Another thing in purpose was to dance. I used to always dance. Always. And one day the Lord said to me last year, December 2024, who told you you couldn't dance? Who told you that? What lie you believe in? Who you believe in? I'm just talking about for me. I know I'm marketplace ministry. I know I'm about the community. I know about that. I'm supposed to be in the community. These are the things that I say all the time. You take care of your community. Your community gonna take care of you. And I'm seeing it the way he's drawing in people that came to an event in October last year of me honoring the community. Saw it. They saw it. They saw God's anointing on me. They saw it. They also witnessed that proposal too. They seen all of it. But they seeing me now. I'm still standing. I'm still declaring the works of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm still doing what he tell me to do. Still. And I'm glad about it. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that the Lord saw fit, hallelujah, for me to do what I'm doing. I don't know if I ever see these kids, but Speak Life Now Incorporated, YWAY Kids, is now in the Philippines. I thank the Lord for the partnership with Urban Harvest Ministries, Increase International. He's been working in the Philippines for years. And when I made the call, he was like, yes, let's do it. No hesitation. That was the first call. I'm not talking about the other calls yet, but that was the first call. When I call him, I called another country because that's what he represents. Because he's international and global. And God led me. See, you got to be led by God on who he wants you to connect with. Because they have to know that you're called according to his purpose. And they're going to tap into his purpose for your life. I'm so excited tonight. I just had to come on here and share that with y'all. Because I know some of y'all, I can feel some people right now. I can feel some people right now that feel as though they have been totally betrayed and humiliated. The betrayal is trying to overtake them. Don't let the betrayal overtake you. You overtake it. And continue to do what God tells you to do. Don't shut up. Go in to this thing. Don't get bitter. Don't let that anger foster to bitterness come up like a bitter root, like a bad tooth. When that bad tooth gets in your mouth, according to the word of God, it could infect the entire body. And then when you get bitter, you start saying the wrong thing. And even talk about the tongue. You talk about that in James. How you can set a fire some things with your tongue. So you got to watch it. It's a heart thing. It's a heart matter. And yeah, when the things come up, and they do still come up, and I think about what was tried to be done to me and what was done to me, sometimes the hurt still come up. But I have to realize that, Lord, please make sure that I have forgiven. Lord, help me to forgive. I don't want nothing to block what his purpose is in my life. Because when I said yes so many years ago, yes, Lord, to your will, yes, Lord, to your way, yes, Lord, to your purpose, yes, Lord. See, we raise our hands and we say yes. But then when when this stuff start kind of come at you, you be like, no, not me. But you already agreed to the yes. Don't let the betrayal, don't let the humiliation, don't let the embarrassment, don't let the people that walked away, don't let it overtake you. You overtake it with the presence of God. We overtake it with standing to his purpose. Because then people going to see, how is she still standing? How is he still standing? Because it's not even in your own strength. Hallelujah. My God. This weekend I went back to the ocean. I went back there. And the Lord had already gave me certain dates to go. I already got stuff booked. Right? And I knew it was would have been my dad's 86th birthday. But leading up to Sunday, again something tried to come and disturb my peace. And it did. But the Lord already knew afar off what was about to happen. So he already gave me dates. You see what I'm saying? But on the other side of this, he's telling me now to just share all this with y'all. Yeah, and stuff still come up. I'm not saying it's not going to come up, you guys. I'm just saying we got to learn how to overtake it so it don't overtake us. And when it overtakes us, it overtakes the purpose. It won't allow you to walk into who you really are, what you've been born for. I want to do what I've been born for. And according to Jeremiah, he said, before I was even put in my mother's womb, he knew me. And declared certain things over my life before I came here. So I want to make sure, hallelujah, everything that I came here to do is done before I leave here. I was looking at, I think it was, y'all probably saw it. I probably won't even quote it right, but it was good. It was powerful. Oh my God, what's her name? The lady quoted it, and she said it was a quote, and it was on an NAACP Image Awards, and she said, what's the definition of hell? This was a quote, and she said, when you meet the person that you were supposed to be when you leave here. So I want to do everything that God has for me to do. Why wait kids? Why wait giving their flowers now? My health is my wealth. Everything. I want to write the books. I want to write more books. I want to speak in all the conferences that he tell me to. I want to go around to the churches and organizations and corporations and teach them the importance of hospitality. These are the things that's in me, embedded in me. I want to go and talk to the women that might be in domestic violence or trying to get out of it and let them see, hallelujah, that you can get out with a plan. I want to talk to the people about mental health and say it's not taboo to talk about that you've been going through depression, that you deal with suicidal thoughts. It's not taboo to say that you're not okay today. These are the things that I've been walking through. I want to talk to the seniors and say, hey, I'm 61. It's still not too late to fulfill his purpose in your life, whatever that may be and whatever it might look like. You got to ask God, what is my purpose? I want to stand in front of the women that believe in God for a husband. But until then, work the purpose. It's okay. You're good. You're worth it. You're beautiful. It's nothing wrong with you because you're not married. Maybe that might be your portion for a season. And I asked the Lord. I was like, if I'm not supposed to be married, please take that desire away. But he told me I would be eventually. But until then, hallelujah. All things, my God, all things are working for my good. Because I love him. And I'm called according to his purpose. And nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Because when you say yes, you don't know what's going to happen in the yes. You don't know who's going to walk away. You don't know who's going to betray you. You don't know where the arrow coming from. But what you do know, that God is in it with you. That you're not alone in this thing. He has always been the peace in the midst of my storm. But I'm telling you, I'm human too. I'm a superhuman. And I've been through a lot. But I'm learning now, like almost like the Matrix. What he said? What did Leo say? That I'll be able to block the bullets? He said, no, you won't have to. They won't be able to penetrate. Period, point blank. But look, you guys. Why wait kids in the Philippines? Due to all this craziness that happened. Now, how many more kids gonna be blessed by Speak Life Now? This little girl that grew up in the country. Like I looked at something I had said eight years ago, where there was always harvest around me. Cornfields behind me, soybeans in front. Or switched it around, soybeans behind me and cornfield in the front. They would switch it around the farmers. I always grew up in the midst of harvest because there were farmers that always planted seeds. But I never entered into that harvest because I hadn't planted the seeds. But now, hallelujah, I'm seeing the harvest. Wave upon wave, just like in the ocean, they continue to come and break and crash up against the shore. I'm seeing it now. Thank y'all for your prayers, those that are really praying for me. Thank you, the genuine prayers. And know that I'm good. Because all things is working for my good. Because I love him. Hallelujah. First and foremost. Right? And because I'm called according to, hallelujah, his purpose, not mine. Ooh, it's almost time. I got to go, you guys. Thank y'all so much. Share this with everybody you know. Because I know it's going to encourage the people. Share it, please. I don't ask y'all for much, but I do ask you to share. Share it, text it to them, tell them to listen. It'll go encourage them. But as you go into the speak life over yourself, speak life over your family, speak life over your neighborhood, speak life over this nation. Y'all know what's going on. Y'all see the news. And declare, Lord, continue to surprise me with your goodness. For the rest of my life. Thank y'all so much for listening. I'll be back on soon. But please share this with others because it's going to bless them. Thank y'all so much. This is Dr. Lisa Speak Life. Signing off until next time. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. And thank you.